There's been a lot less hiring across America. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Way less than expected last month, and this morning's report that also showed August and September hiring revised down by 112,000 jobs.
While the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.1%, the Labor Department says just 12,000 jobs were added last month, the fewest in nearly 4 years.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House.
In a statement, the president says he expects job growth to rebound next month as hurricane recovery continues. Since taking office, President Biden says 16 million jobs have been created, with incomes up and inflation down to nearly its 2% target.
Now, it's the last big economic report before the election, but more than 64 million Americans have already voted early, setting records in some states, including Georgia, where early voting ends today. Same for Arizona and Nevada, also toss-up states.
For Republicans here in the state, so far, they like what they're seeing. According to the latest numbers from the Nevada Secretary of State, Republicans are outpacing both Democrats and third-party or nonpartisan voters.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Las Vegas. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris both held rallies in Nevada last night, and also both will rally tonight in Wisconsin. The former president will also go to Michigan. And as he keeps making record illegal immigration and migrant crime an issue, there is a hearing this morning in Georgia in the case against a man in the U.S. illegally charged with murdering a nursing student, Lakin Riley, while she was out jogging in February in Athens. He is Jose Ibarra.
The hearing is set to focus on the use of DNA evidence. Prosecutors say DNA from Riley's fingernails is some of their evidence against the suspect, and Ibarra's defense argues that the warrant for his DNA was not based on probable cause and should be tossed out.
Fox's Madison Scarpino outside the court in New York City opening statements today at former Marine Daniel Penny's trial. He's white, charged with manslaughter, choking a black homeless man on a subway train last year. Penny claims Jordan Neely was threatening people and demanding money. America's listening to Fox News.
Life takes a toll on all of our bodies. It's inevitable and part of growing older. Whether it's sitting for hours at our computers or working a physical job, our bodies pay the price. It's hard to accept, but at some point, the pain gives us no choice. Now, we can't turn Father Time back, but there is an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, and that is Relief Factor. It was developed by doctors, and Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. And the difference, instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pain that comes with living a full life is affecting you, do what I've done. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And when you feel good, it's amazing how much more you can get out of life. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Try it for $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain with Relief.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Hope everybody had a wonderful Halloween out there, and happy Halloween. This is George Davis Sr. I was just running to get some water, Russ. Did it say?
Yeah.
Did it introduce me as senior again, I hope?
I didn't introduce you as anything. I just put on the music for you.
Oh, that's,
you know,
that's
got you
good.
Going, but,
I thought you might have like that, like Michael Myers or something. You know, I saw a few of those last night, Russell. I got Russell McLeod here, and in studio, he's
good morning.
Very, I was
much appreciate him coming in.
He didn't call and warn me or anything.
I should have. I wanted to, you know, have a big surprise here.
We got that was nice though. I haven't seen Russell in a while.
One of the kings of radio here with us today. So,
how you doing, Russell? Russell used to do a lot of shows with me way back.
Yeah,
right. when you started.
Right after.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like years.
Okay.
Right around 20 years ago, better.
Going
natural. Better than 20 years ago.
Yeah. Was it that long ago?
Well, I started, it was around 2000s when I, but before 2000, I started in the late 90s. So
okay.
Early
yeah.
on, you came in.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of good times.
Yeah.
It is.
Now he does nothing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, my. Well, you know, that's what semi-retirement is all about. Just, you know, throttling down a little bit. And
yep.
I saw them in Rotary yesterday. I know they're doing some good things for the community. And you yeah. have a Pine Fest coming up, right?
Is that Pine Fest is coming up November 9th. Yeah, yeah. One of UMass premier events. Such a cool event.
Yeah.
Held there at the Territorial Prison. And
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Look for your tickets online at Eventbrite, and come join us.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep, a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
The rest says you haven't been doing too much. What? Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, Russell. I know you're spending a little time in Prescott, which is...
Yeah.
I haven't been done much up there, but I get a lot of clients that go up north, and that's kind of the area where they go. I heard it's really booming, and
there are a lot of Yuma people up there.
Is there a lot of
Yuma
people?
Yeah, there are a lot of Yuma people.
Yeah.
You know, you just run into them occasionally, and I see John Curtis often.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they're just, yeah, lots of people up there. So we spent the bulk of the summer up there, and that's the plan going forward, trying to just kind of step away from my role at the company and let the boys take over and
mm-hmm.
make all the mistakes that we made, you know.
That's excellent. I'd like to learn a little bit more about your family history and kind of how Accurate Automotive got started with your father and how he kind of first started the business. Anything words of advice that he really gave you to live by or some mistakes to avoid for business owners?
Oh, well, you know what? You're just going to make them. And, you know, and the mistake that almost every business owner makes universally is holding on to an employee too long when you know that they're...
Oh, okay. You know, well, we've discussed that too.
Yeah, I just, everybody does it,
mm-hmm.
and we're not immune from that. But in general, you know, you just do things the right way for the right reason, and in general, things will, you know, fall into place for you. And Dad opened his first shop, actually. I was just a small boy. He opened in Winter Haven.
Oh, that was where the first shop was. That's in California.
Yep, he opened in Winter Haven, and he was not successful. And so he went back to work.
And it was automotive?
Yeah,
okay.
It was an automotive repair shop.
Okay.
And, so then he went back to work for the Ford dealer, which at the time was right there on 4th Avenue and 15th Street. Right next to where he eventually opened up.
Okay.
And so it took him a long time. They worked hard and paid off the debts from the first one, and he decided he's going to make a go of it again, and did much better the second time. So he opened his shop up right next to the dealership that he used to work
at.
Oh, he
did? Oh,
yeah.
Right next to the Ford dealership.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was, I think, Clark Ford at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so he opened up there at the corner of 15th and 3rd, and just a tin building, no insulation, ugly green tin, and I can remember, you know, of course, the kids got enlisted, or I did. I was old mm-hmm. enough to help clean up, and I remember he was surprised to find out that the floors were concrete. There was that much dirt in there.
It was an old
farm implement building, you know, where they stored, and I assume worked on farm implement because the yard behind was just full of very, very old farm equipment.
Okay.
And massive tumbleweeds. And, that's how he started to clean that place up.
Probably wasn't far from all the fields and agriculture with the development and everything, huh?
Well, yeah. At that time, around 32nd Street, you still had all the citrus groves.
Okay. Okay.
There was no farmland there, but there was the old ballpark. The grandstands that are at the fairgrounds now.
Yeah.
That was the grandstands there at 16th Street and 2nd Avenue.
Oh.
And, that ballpark had actual dugouts, and it was very cool.
Huh.
And so, town was a little bit different back then.
Yeah, it was.
That was a great old ballpark. I remember as a kid in Little League, and we got to play some playoff games there. We just thought that was the greatest thing. There were real dugouts.
I got a question from a listener.
Okay.
How come it's called downtown? It's north, which is usually considered uptown, or why not old town or historic town?
Because it's the historic downtown. That's where everything was. All your stores were there. I mean, that's where you did your shopping.
You're not going to change it? I mean, I think what you're pointing out is it's grammatically incorrect.
Yeah, that's all right. Still downtown.
Okay. I got you.
My name might be grammatically incorrect, but it's still my name. And it's great to see downtown finally coming back. I mean, I can remember that's where the center of commerce was.
Yeah, when the horses would turn around, you saw that.
Yeah, why the street was wide, so wide enough for the wagon trains to turn around. The
mule trains, yeah.
That was everything was down there. Uh-huh. And then somebody talked the city council into blocking off the road in front and building the colonnades and tiling in front of all the businesses and killed it.
Oh, really?
People quit going. When they couldn't, it's the weirdest thing, when they couldn't park in front of the store they wanted to go to, they just quit going. And that's where the Southgate Mall was born.
Very few get to park in front, but they do drive by.
Yeah, now you can drive through, but you couldn't back then.
Yeah. Right.
It was
right.
Closed off.
When I first moved to town, you couldn't. They opened it up after I got here.
Yep. And it just absolutely killed downtown.
They put tile in front
everywhere? Yeah, it's still there, a lot of it.
Like the cobblestone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, in front of the stores.
You couldn't drive.
There was no, like where you're walking in a shaded parkway now, that wasn't there. They extended the storefronts.
Okay.
We loved it as kids because, man, you could get your bike going, slam on the brake and slide, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun down there. But, the Southgate Mall developed and, the town, way different.
It is. It's changed a lot since I've been here, and I wasn't here as a kid. I mean, you've seen lots of growth.
Oh, yeah, just incredible. Like I said, where the highway, it was Highway 80, came through town, there, what we call the big curve, that was just a sharp 90-degree turn. It was banked, heavily banked.
So you didn't have to slow down.
Well, that's...
I still don't, by the
way. Yeah, quite a few people perished on that curve.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Because over the 90, it wasn't a curve.
Right, it was just... steep and sharp, and grows on both sides. So somebody be going too fast, typically at night.
Flying off of
go
there.
Off the road, hit into the trees. Yeah, quite a few people died there. So they have reconstructed that 3 times, I think, where they've done major reconstruction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's
and,
3
you know,
times.
They've kind of flattened it, and it's still banked,
yeah.
If you notice, so but not like it was.
The Holiday Inn used to be Orange Grove?
I believe so, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's where the Crest Drive-In was.
Yeah.
Right behind the Crest Drive-In was all Citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, town was a little different back then. 24th Street was kind of the end of town in a way. So you had the Mesa Drive-In and the Crest Drive-In. A lot of changes. So Dad developed that old tin building over time, but there's still places in the back where we've preserved that old tin. It's still there,
It is.
On the inside of the building.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, back all the way in the back. I just always thought it was kind of funny to just keep it around, remember what
yeah,
was,
of course.
You know.
Uh-huh.
He eventually, 2 or 3 years after he purchased it, he built the building now where we actually do the work, the original building where the shop, it's just support now. Offices.
Oh, okay.
Parts room, et cetera.
Okay.
Waiting room and
so
all that.
So he kept the tin building up? And then
That tin building, the original building is still there.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It just doesn't look anything like it did.
Yeah, yeah. So.
You know, we had the nice builders construct an office complex inside to actually help support the old building.
Uh-huh.
You know, keep it upright.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they did a great job.
I think it's fascinating that they didn't have any AC or anything. Did they use swamp coolers or what did they?
Well, we still do, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's true. Yeah, you're not going to put AC in there, yeah.
No, the building's just too big and too open.
Yeah.
The cars back then, most didn't have air conditioning, so Dad had a huge business of installing air conditioning units.
Oh, okay.
ARA, mostly, a company out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd order the kits that would go into the engine compartment, and they put it in underneath the dash, and turning some of them mounted under the dash, like a lot of pickups just had a centrally mounted unit in the dash or under the dash, right, mm-hmm. in the middle. But a lot of the cars, they were, made them look almost like factory air.
Oh,
and because a lot of cars
were they
in fact
efficient?
Back then, we'd get cars here that were sold in the Northeast. They'd come down here, and they couldn't keep them from overheating. because they actually put different radiators in those cars. They were smaller, cheaper.
Oh, in the Northeast.
And too thin.
Oh, because of distance.
And they couldn't
traveling.
Hold up to the heat.
Yeah.
And so sold a lot of radiators back then. People didn't know. You know, they'd relocate out here. And military, the military was still going then. And for various reasons, people would end up with a car from the Northeast. And things have
so
really
changed.
So
he would put changed. A larger radiator in, one that could support the...
Yeah, what we call the single-row radiator is what they would come in. So we'd put a two-row radiator.
Okay.
Sometimes you'd have to look at the fin count, get a higher fin count.
Yeah.
So it would disperse more heat. But,
that's interesting. Stuff like that you don't think of. But
installed
his business, yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of AC units and cruise control. So aftermarket cruise control. Cars didn't have cruise control, most of them.
Right.
And so you could put these aftermarket units in, and they worked pretty well.
Things we take for granted now, so.
Yeah.
All right, so. We're up against our first break. Money Talk, AM560 KBOU.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. 560 KBLU.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Hope you all had a very good Halloween night. And happy first day of November. I'm Scott Gross from the News 11 Information Desk. Helping victims of domestic violence across Yuma County. Amberly's Place says it helped over 3,000 people last year, with over 2,000 of them domestic violence victims. And many local schools were placed on a shelter-in-place as a precautionary measure due to a suspicious person in the area on Halloween morning. Woodard Junior High School, Alice Byrne Elementary, and St. Francis School erred on the side of caution. Yuma police say there was a person dressed up for Halloween with a gun. There were no reports of students or staff in danger. The 15th annual Walk to Remember is taking place Saturday. Those who have experienced the loss of a baby are invited to the event, which will feature an opening prayer, a release of doves, and a short walk around the park. It starts at 8 in the morning, tomorrow morning, at Gateway Park under the Ocean to Ocean Bridge.
4 years. That's how long it took Democrats to ruin our economy and plunge our southern border into anarchy. Who helped them hurt us? Ruben Gallego. Washington could have cut taxes for Arizona families, but Rubin blocked the bill. And his fellow Democrats gave a bigger break to the millionaire class in California and New York. They played favorites and cost us billions. And Rubin wasn't done yet. Democrats could have secured the border. Instead, they invited an invasion and used our tax dollars to pay for it. Rubin Gallego even backed the law to let them vote in our elections. Don't give Gallego and the Democrats another 4 years to hurt us. Give your support to a real Arizona leader, Carrie Lake. Carrie and the Republicans will secure the border, support our families, and never turn their backs on us. Carrie Lake for Senate.
I'm Carrie Lake, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carrie Lake for Senate and the NRSC.
Sunny weekend and pleasant daytime. Temperatures 82 and sunny on Friday, 54 for tonight. 80 and sunny on Saturday, 57 Saturday night. Sunday, sunny and 77, 58 Sunday night.
Do you hear this? Every parent needs a break, right? Hi, I'm Wes McDowell with the Wes McDowell Insurance Agency. If rising insurance rates are keeping you from having date nights, then call our office at 928-305-1607 for a free and hassle-free quote. That's 305-1607. Let us see if we can save you money so you can have a night away from all of those loud kids. Good luck with that.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Welcome back to Yuma Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. Beautiful weather. It's our time of year. They finally rustle. We're getting... nice cooler temperatures, mornings, the dogs are enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for people to complain it's too cold, you know. I'm waiting for.
Yeah, well, that's my wife. So.
She really mine too.
Yeah, it's like, now it's too cold, too hot, too cold. Yeah, so yeah. I won't be complaining when I see that APS bill. I should get on that that one that's a level.
Oh, averaging?
Averaging.
I've done that for, ever.
You recommend it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the bills, it's nice to have the low bills in the winter, but it offsets the high bills.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. So
Can't start in summer. You got to start in winter and overpay.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
If there was, if you're going to do it, you need to do it now.
Strategically, wouldn't I do it right before summer? But they don't allow that.
No.
Huh? Okay.
No, you got to put money in the bank. So
yeah. That's called APS averaging.
Yeah. You talk to them and tell them you want the bill averaging.
Yeah. I think I might do that. That's good advice. So.
Yeah. It just keeps things more stable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, more consistent. You can do a little bit of planning, and then all of a sudden hit with an $800, which ours was.
Oh, that, ouch.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, that hurts. And, yeah, so, and then after a period of time, I can't remember exactly when, but in the fall, then they'll look back and adjust your bill up or down.
Yeah.
Based upon your
previous season. Okay, I see.
Usually they adjust it up. Well, because, you know, human nature, right, when you know you're not looking at that $500, $600, $700 APS bill, you might keep the thermostat a degree or two lower than you would have. Mm. You're not quite as conscious about it.
So I see what you're saying.
You might end up using a little more electric, but more comfortable too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
Yeah, good, good. So for our listeners, Russell McLeod is my guest today from Accurate Automotive. He's an owner there, and we're talking a little bit about business and how his dad started the business and a little bit of, I guess, summer getaways, and a lot of people from Yuma going up to Prescott, and I know Sholo is really taking off. And
yes,
during the break, you were telling me some pretty cool stuff about how the wildlife up there is. I thought that was pretty interesting. Someone put in a water hole, or
when they built the home, they put in a water hole.
Yeah,
and it's just you replenish with a hose. They buried as the hose approaches, they buried it under the ground, and you just go out and refill it every few days, and uh-huh. the wildlife come through and enjoy a little drink. Birds too. Birds really enjoy that.
Huh.
So we got blue jays up there. They're beautiful birds.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. But
a little prettier than the blackbirds that are hanging around my pool all the time.
Right.
They like the dog food too.
Yep. We've had that issue.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's neat. I'm happy for you guys. You get to spend, some time up there in the summers. And our number here is 344-5258, 344-KBLU. So any questions about, business or tips from Russell, being business owner for how long now, Russell?
Well, as an owner, it's probably been, about 30 years, but, I've been going to the same place for work for 54 years.
54 years.
Can you imagine?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did a stint at each of our, other two locations. But that was relatively short term. So for the most part, yeah.
Okay.
Worked at that same place, started when I was 12 years old, sweeping.
So when you expanded, was that after you and Michelle took over to?
No, Dad did.
Or did your dad have?
Yeah.
The one out in the foothills.
It was a small existing shop on Frontage Road.
Frontage Road, yes.
And
okay.
He bought that, I think it was in 79, because that area was taking off, and it was so predominantly
winter visitors. Oh, in 79 he even saw that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and so he opened out there to take the pressure off of the main location
mm-hmm.
to service the winter visitors out there. They didn't have to go so far, and it was convenient for them, and kept the pressure off the main location because cars, people would freak out. Can you imagine having to take your car in every 10,000 to 12,000 miles or it would quit running?
We
take that points and condenser, they would wear out.
Okay.
You had to replace them every 10,000 to 12,000 miles. Spark plugs, 10 to 15.
Uh-huh.
When the weather got cool, the carbureted engines, the chokes wouldn't work right. The vehicles broke down left and right back then.
Okay.
They required a lot of maintenance. Can you imagine every 10,000 to 12,000 miles?
Yeah, if you weren't every
these
careful,
modern vehicles,
then they
barely change oil a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Things were just way, way, way different. Mm. And then
but they were simpler back then too, right? Like working on. I mean, today's vehicles
they were
with
until
the computerized and keeping track of all the sensors or those.
For the most part, it was much simpler, yes.
Okay.
You could set, people that did this will laugh, but you could set your points by a matchbook cover. you know, it was roughly 32,000, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so it, or 3200s, I think. But anyway, it was the right thickness. And
oh, I remember that. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you could actually fix your own vehicle back then, you know. And then Hank Scheckert, when he was developing the Foothills, when he started, they called it Hank's Folly. They just, people didn't think he'd be successful. And obviously, he proved
Hank's
them.
What?
Hank's Folly.
Oh, Folly. Okay.
Folly. Yeah. Yeah. Thought he was nuts. And he persevered. And his dream, he wanted to build a community where you could purchase from him, build a home, and you did not have to drive into Yuma for most things.
Okay.
So he built the gas station, mm-hmm. grocery store, and he built what is now Express Auto and RV Care Center on 38th Street. He built that. It was a tire shop, auto repair shop, car wash, RV wash. He wanted to have all the amenities out there.
Okay.
He didn't know anything about running an auto repair shop, and it was killing him, killing him. The amount of money he was losing was staggering. And so he approached my parents, and he wanted somebody that he knew would take good care of it. It was his baby, you know.
Yeah.
And so then we ended up going into competition with ourselves out there.
Okay.
So that was the first big argument that I won with my parents. They could not believe I did not want to name it Accurate Automotive Attention, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I convinced them it would just, there would be too much consumer confusion. It would destroy the frontage road location.
Yes.
Because people would, it would just be confusion.
Okay. Yeah, and if you're going to Accurate Automotive. Then
yeah.
Same, and so yeah, okay.
They finally understood my point, and so, yeah, I came up with a different name for it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Express.
That's the Express Auto and RV Care Center.
Auto and RV Care Center, so that was, yeah.
It, and he had built that right behind his grocery store and gas station there on 38th Street.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of centralized all of that.
Now that's,
those amenities.
That specializes more. Tell the listeners a little bit more about what that specializes in. That's more RV capacity, or is that still auto repair? What?
Yeah, it's an auto repair shop.
Yep.
It's like, they're very similar to what we do here in town on 3rd Avenue. And then, but they also have quick lube lanes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So they're quick lube also, and it is set up to do RVs. So they do RVs of all types. They do the generators, and even the large
therefore,
diesel
the
engine.
Express Auto, you can go.
Yeah, and, Express Auto. That's where we came up with the name.
Okay.
In and Out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have RV wash there that he had put in, and car wash. And we ended up pulling out all of the spinning brushes and all that stuff, and so they hand scrub and hand dry.
Uh-huh. I know you have a hand dryer there. They do a great job. I put my car through there before. And
oh,
so
thank
that's
you. Yeah,
nice.
They yeah. do a nice job.
Yeah, they do. It really comes out nice.
And then,
detail. There's a detail.
We added detailing, yeah.
Which is very affordable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, the guys, the staff do a great job. We've got people out there who have been working for us for in excess of 10 years. I think the average, I have to do it sometime, but I'll bet you the average length of service, even in the car wash and detailing, is probably over 5 years.
Oh,
at
wow.
At this point. Yeah, really great group
for
of
that
people.
Industry, that's probably pretty impressive.
Yeah,
I mean,
duration-wise, so. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, just don't have much turnover, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a few that, you know, come and go, but this core group have been with us, and they're mm-hmm. just a great bunch of people. Just love working with them. And so, yeah, each location is very, very different from the other. We are certainly not a cookie cutter operation.
Yes. Okay.
But it works. And so we, I think three locations is enough.
So, who runs the express one? Is that
my son, Jeff?
Jeff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the way, you know, we talked about the boys taking over. So Scott is a year younger than Jeff. And he grew up driving tow truck. That was his passion.
Oh, okay.
And, so, and he's very good at it. And so I have turned, I mean, he makes the hiring decisions for the towing. I turned that over to him at least a year ago. It's like, hey, you've got to work with him. You make the decisions.
Right, okay.
So I envision that for as far as, you know, the overall running of things, that Scott will handle the towing division, and Jeff will handle the repair.
Mm-hmm.
And then between them, then they'll make, you know, major decisions, like when it's time to buy new equipment or, you know, whatever. They'll Okay. They'll put their heads together and make those decisions day to day. There's just a natural separation there from their interests. Jeff got my father's mechanical abilities. Mm. I can tell you 100%, it fully skipped a generation.
You don't have it?
No. No. I mean, the last time my dad had me work on a car, he had me change heater hoses, and when I sliced one of the heater hoses, Freon sprayed everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Bad thing about those heater hoses.
He had somebody else finish that job.
That was your last heater hose fix?
That's the last time I tried to be a mechanic. I was the guy who fixed all the cruise controls and stuff like that and did the machine work. But, yeah, because that was more precision stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so. Yeah. But Jeff's got his abilities. He's a sharp young man and can fix just about anything.
Yeah. So that's a great talent. I wish I was that same way. I'm more like you.
Me and tools, we just really don't get along.
I like it. It's kind of, it's real interesting to try to get in there and tinker around, but, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, people are really surprised when they find out that I'm not a mechanic.
Yeah, well, you're specialized in the other side of things, the business side of things.
My ability was working with people.
People, yep. Yeah. So. I agree, me too. So, all right, we're up against our next break here. Russ is over there getting ready for it, so I can see him. Come on, break time. We'll be right back. Money Talk, KM560K.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
That's
now I have. That's one I haven't heard for a long time. My goodness, where did you dig that up?
I dug that up for George. Yeah. I like just to surprise him.
Oh, my, yeah. That's an oldie and a goodie.
Money Talk, AM560, KBLU. George Davis here, senior, Yuma Investment Group, wealth management advisor there. Been there 18 years, not quite as long as Russell McLeod, who's the 50. How many years you've been working for?
54 years.
First with your dad and then as the owner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Started when I was 12.
Accurate Automotive Attention, if you need some help with your vehicle or some advice, they have a great crew there. I personally take everything there, and they really take great care of me and stuff. So I'll give a little shout out for Accurate Auto. There's Express Auto out in the off of Foothills Boulevard
on 38th.
Yep, 38th, and then there's the what's the one called on the frontage? Just
it's Accurate Automotive Attention. The one on Frontage Road. It's a smaller facility.
Yeah. So, but. Yeah, great job out there, and ask for Joe here if you're in town. He's tell him George sent you. I would like to go in there and tease him. Hey, I sent some people for you. You know? Good. So, you know, off air, it's kind of interesting, Russ. You were talking a little bit about a year and a half ago, you were mentioning that you thought at that point in time in your life, you know, when the chapter would be continue working, you'd always go into the office and maybe, you know, doing, you know, whatever you're doing, making sure everything's running smoothly. And then now today you've changed your tune a little bit and you and Joy are spending, you know, time up in Prescott, which I know you mentioned you really like that city. And, now you're going to be pretty much just saying, you know what, I'm not going to be doing that, and you know, until my health fails. Which who wants was, to work until their health fails? But now you're
well. Actually, I don't call it work, you know.
I'm going into the office,
but I just would go into the office because I like the people there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I enjoy being there. It's a great group of people, a lot of laughter, you know, and
just, your customers too. You've had for
of course,
years and years,
years and years, yeah. And that's one of the really tough parts. You know, what I'm seeing is these customers that I took care of long ago. They're moving to be with their kids because they're grown elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Some have passed, and that's been kind of hard.
Mm.
These people got a call from a guy just a short time ago, a few weeks, just called to say goodbye, thank you. They've been a client of ours for, I don't know, probably 40 years, 30, 40 years.
Ah.
Just forever. And they have to move to be near their kids. They mm-hmm. just are at that point. And so a lot of those people that I took care of, you know, just they're not there now.
Right, right.
For any number of various reasons. And that's been a little bit difficult, knowing that you're not going to see them again.
Okay.
You know, they're leaving, moving out of town, or they've passed. And those were great relationships over the years. You know, you really get to know people, and, you know, they're the kind of people who would just stop by and bring cookies or donuts or, you know, and that was the reason
especially
they were there.
This time of year.
Or they'd stop by and tell us about a birth in the family or their son or daughter who joined the military and, you know, had made it through and were being deployed here or there, you know,
mm-hmm.
somewhere. They'd just stop in to chat.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And tell us, you know, those were the kind of relationships, and miss those. But you're right, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, when people would ask, hey, when are you going to retire? It's like, nah, you know, like I like coming in here. I'll come in until my health fails. And then Prescott happened. So my wife, and it's 100% on my wife. She found both places. Now we've moved into a different home, but you know, each one of them was her, and she did a great job. And mm-hmm. So now perspective has changed. It's like, oh, you know what? I can be gone for 2-3 months at a time, and they just keep humming right along because all the pieces are in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, things change. Perspective changes. You know, it's like.
And with Scott and Jeff taking, you know, those different duties a little bit away from you and learning on their own, that's you being gone. You're comfortable being gone
right.
2 or 3 months and knowing that it's going to be run. And then you mentioned your daughter-in-law that's going to be doing more like the HR and office work type of thing?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, she's training with my sister now.
Okay.
And so it'll continue to be a real family affair,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I think is great. I told Jeff sometime, well, actually both of them, so... but Jeff's done one or two terminations, and he's also doing the hiring. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay.
And goodness knows I've made some bad hires. And so they're like, hey, if I make a hire, then he is saddled with managing them, right?
Sure.
So
yes, get in the game.
It's his responsibility, so mm-hmm. he can do the hiring.
Okay.
And then the same thing with Scott for the towing division.
Yeah.
You know, you can choose who you're going to work with and manage. And so, and that's worked out well. They've done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better than me.
I think that would be kind of.
Well, you would hope so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Which gives me the, you know, again, I have that confidence that the company's going to be run well and I don't have to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, yeah, it's nice to do, have that. You know, what I have seen, we're part of a group of shop owners across the country, and there's 90 in this group, and we cooperate and work together and help each other to improve our businesses. And these guys I've known for, you know, years now, what they have experienced is they sold their company, so they've worked to build their company, right?
Mm-hmm.
They either bought it from somebody, they opened it up themselves. You know, you put everything into it. It's your baby, right?
Yes.
And these companies will come along. They'll make a deal to sell the business, and part of the deal that they make is keeping the same people, keeping the operation running just like it is, being involved in the community. And I've seen these guys just heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
3-4, the most recent one, the great guy. He actually relocated from Illinois to Anthem, and he sold his company, you know, built it, sold it, and in 4 months, most of the people are gone. They just totally changed the culture, didn't care. You know, they had basically lied to him. And so he had to watch his baby just turn into just another chain operation, mm-hmm. and they didn't care. And like I said earlier, I go into work because I like the people. You know, when I was gone for the summer, I didn't go in every day. I could do that here. I go in because I enjoy it. And to watch that crumble and fall apart and turn into something that it's not today would be heartbreaking.
That would be.
It's very, very cool that I know that, you know, same thing my sister and I did for our parents,
mm-hmm.
they'll now do for us. And, you know, keep the same culture and, you know, the involvement, mm-hmm. and the way things are run.
You guys are very blessed in that you have, you know, two boys, Jeff and Scott, that want to
richly blessed
be taken, you know, helping out, and they'll be taking over the business for you. Some people don't have that opportunity, whether they don't have kids or they don't have someone they can trust, or they don't, or
kids
they
want nothing,
don't
to, do
want nothing to do with it. Yeah, so
I mean, that was me when I was in high school. I was going to go be a marine biologist.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah. I had big plans, and then life happened, and I ended up there.
Yeah,
and it's been good to me. You know, it's been great.
Sure.
It worked very, very hard when I was young, and
now, was
and
it hope,
with the hope that would be there someday.
Was that just you, or did your dad give it to, you know, a couple sons, or how many siblings did you have?
Well, I've got two sisters.
Yeah, you have your sisters.
So one is involved with the company. The other one, her husband, has been involved with the company.
That's right.
He quit his job at Border Patrol back in 98 when we purchased Express Auto and RV Care Center. Mm-hmm. He changed careers and went to work for us to run that location.
Yes. Okay.
And so, like, you know, it's been a real family affair.
The whole family affair, just like it's going to be now. So that's
very, very similar. Not much changes in that respect.
Yeah.
And both boys, I tried to shove them off to college, and they pulled the same thing I did on my dad.
Oh, they
did. You know,
it's
like, yeah, you know, just take a year off and then we'll go. Okay. Then life happens, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's too bad, man. What a story. But, you know, you don't think about those things. But the other owner you're talking about, he built that up, and then
he's heartbroken.
You know, different, you know, someone took over, and that is difficult.
We just don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I still work with him. He started coaching as his, you know, retirement career, if you will. So we still speak frequently, and it's sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's really sad to see. And he's not the only one. We've seen it happen to others, and he thought he had all his ducks in a row and all the promises were made. And well, once you sell, you don't have control or a say, and, you know,
it's just sad to
watch it crumble.
Interesting.
You know? And, of course, the employees that you have the relationships with, I mean, the people at work, you have a true relationship with. You know, if you have a well-run company and things are going well, you like the people that you work with, and his employees are looking at him saying, hey, man, this isn't what you told us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're angry with him, and so these relationships are broken. It's just awful.
Yeah.
Just awful. So glad I don't have to be in that position.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not alone, and that's difficult when you're a business owner and you build it up like that. Years and years, you know, passion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you really put everything into it. And when you're an owner, you're on call 24/7, 365, you know?
And you're, even when you do make that transition or that move, like you said, the employees are going to see you as the one that built it up for them to help, you know, help with this environment and help with what this has turned into. And,
yeah,
you know, you're not there to do that. So,
yep. So, yeah, it's really nice to see that people, you have people in place that, treat it like it was their own, you know. And so when you've got people that treat your business like it was their business, that's a real blessing.
Yeah, it is. They have some ownership there. So,
yes.
We're up against our last break here. Money Talk, AM560, KBLU.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
They manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Welcome back. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. George Davis Sr., Wealth Advisor, Yuma Investment Group. And, I see I got a phone call from my son. Speaking of sons. And he's in Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
good for him.
Well, he really wanted to get away from you.
Yeah, he did. He's had nowhere there, Dad. So. No, he's a junior at U of A, Tucson, and he's had an opportunity to do a study abroad this semester over in St. Mary's University.
Oh, good for him for taking advantage of that. Yeah.
Yeah, real close to London. And so he's been going to, he's been to Paris now, and he went to Scotland, went and saw that.
Yeah, beautiful country.
Stonehenge. Yeah, and he's traveling around and doing quite a bit, so it's neat. Good for him. We're going to be heading over in December.
Oh, nice.
Middle of December to, you know, see some sights for ourselves for about a week, 10 days, and then he'll be coming home with us.
So. Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah, pretty exciting. So Russell McLeod here. He's owner of Accurate Automotive Attention, and this is our last segment, Russ. We've been talking a lot about business and kind of how it started with your dad and the roles and I really appreciate you being here today. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the challenges. I know you have some words of wisdom. This is money talk, so finances, of course. And I know a lot of people say, I want to be a business owner, and they don't really know how to approach it. I know there's a lot of different challenges. I'm not a business owner, but I can only imagine. But what do you think some of the words of wisdom, what are some of the difficulties? Is it the hiring? Is it payroll? Is it loans? Is it inventory? Is it?
It's all of the above.
Is it everything?
You know, I mean,
there's so much for a business owner to do these days, and they don't think of workman's comp. I mean, you name it.
The expenses are just incredible.
Yeah,
a common mistake that people will make when they go into business for themselves early on is to see this large number in their bank account and think, oh wow, you know, and so maybe.
Okay.
buy more goodies or stuff like that. And then all of a sudden these other bills come due.
You know, yes.
Taxes, insurance. Your insurance goes up by 24%.
You know? Okay.
And just from every direction.
Like liability and things,
you know,
like that.
And then a piece of equipment breaks and you have to replace it. And that money needs to be managed very, very carefully. And you have to put a percentage away just every month and build a reserve. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens to too many businesses. Something happens, they don't have the reserves, and they're done.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so
that's simple. Well, not simple, but you just don't think about it. Okay, I have enough money in the bank.
It's simple when you look back on it, right?
I'll address that when it comes, yeah. So.
But that is a significant challenge. And, of course, you know, people, the people that you hire, making a good hire is very, very key. But that's difficult. You know, mm-hmm. you hire somebody and they're a certain way in the interview, and then a couple weeks in, you find out that, you know, they can't get to work on time, or they're frequently absent, or, you know, the Monday flu, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times.
In the office. They don't get along with everybody.
All of a sudden, there's a conflict.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're trying to manage the conflict.
Yeah.
You know, that's the funny thing about business is the vast majority of your problems will come from your own people. Because your customers you can handle,
uh-huh.
right?
Okay.
You either rescue a situation with a customer and they'll appreciate it and remain your customer, or you can't resolve the difference and they're gone.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with them anymore, uh-huh. right? So customers are the easy part. And I think people don't really recognize that.
You know, okay.
Many of your challenges come from within.
Hmm.
They're myriad. You know, just it's always something.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that when you're starting a business, you're not going to make a ton of money right off the bat in most businesses. You know, it takes time to build the business. That's why the reserves are important. And maintaining those reserves and not splurging. You know, too many times we've seen it over the years. I've seen it, especially when the second generation takes over. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And fortunately, my sister kept a iron grip on the money.
So you,
you know, it's funny. That, you know, it's like, oh, Russell, he's
that's
easy
probably
owner.
Smart to do, though.
But
you know, because
it was smart. And I still ask my sister, "Hey, is it okay? I'm thinking of, you know, giving this particular thing a donation of, you know, $250, right?
Yeah.
I ask her. I don't just do it and tell her that I did it.
Okay.
It's just been that way. A piece of equipment that I think we need to buy, we talk about it. I don't just go buy it and tell her to write a check. So for us, it has worked very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when she'll say, no, no. And then Jean gets involved, right? Her husband. And then so we talk about it.
Yes.
And
different points of view. So I didn't think about that.
Different either. Perspectives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's worked well for us. You know, not everybody would want to run their company. It's like, hey, it's my company. I'm going to make the decisions.
Hmm.
We've worked by committee. And I expect that's the way it'll be going forward since, you know, my sons have to work
sure.
with my sister. You know, she's much younger than I am. So
each
she's,
has their specialty, but as together you...
But they'll work, to need to work together for
and, yeah, overall.
Big decisions.
Okay.
And so it's worked well for us.
Jeff and Scott get along real well as far as communication and be able to help each other and make decisions?
Sometimes.
Okay.
They are brothers.
If it was me and my brother.
They're brothers, and they're very close in age. But I can tell you, unashamedly, when Michelle and I, my sister, were their age, my poor mom, she was down there at least once a month. Michelle and I would be at each other's throats.
Oh.
And so mom was a peacemaker, you know.
Uh-huh.
She'd come in and listen to both of us and she
I
would guide
your mom.
Us.
I can see
you know?
That. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. My mom. Yeah. She was a peacemaker.
She was a sharp business lady.
She was, thank you, yeah, Russ. Yeah. Sure she built a wonderful company.
Yeah.
Yuma Title at the time.
Okay.
Both of my parents were very successful in different industries. But as we got older and had the responsibilities, that changed. You know, we haven't been at each other's. I couldn't even remember. You know,
uh-huh.
We have disagreements.
Sure,
but it's nothing like it was. And so, you know, we matured, each of us, in our own way. And so I expect the same thing's going to happen with the boys. They're going to need to, you know, mm-hmm. for the company to thrive and be successful. They're going to have to work through any differences that they have and figure it out. And so, and my sister, much younger than I, so she'll be around to, you know, be that mediator.
Yeah, and to hold that.
So, yeah, they've got a, like, lack of a better term, like a grace period, right? They've got a period where they're going to have somebody that's been entrenched in the company right alongside
and helps with the spending.
Yeah, and will help guide them. You know, at some point, she's going to retire and walk away as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, for the short term, while they're making all these decisions, and I'm not going anywhere. I mean, you know, just pick up the phone if they want to talk. So, yeah, I perceive that it should be good.
Are you going to continue to be working during the winters, or do you see yourself as a couple years?
I grew up here, and it's cold in Prescott during the winter, you know? And so, yeah, Joy, she'd kind of like to be up there about full-time.
Okay.
I don't see that right now. And so, yes, my current plan is to be here during these months because it's beautiful here.
Yeah.
You know, in the
great
winter.
Great community, too, is where you were raised.
Well, of course, I love the community. I'm still involved in a couple of different things. And, you know, Elevate Southwest, that's a long-term vision.
Mm.
And but we're moving, you know, moving forward on that, and I think it'll be a huge thing for the Yuma community to develop an innovation district, and there's good things on the horizon here. Yuma is well situated,
mm-hmm.
and we just need to keep moving forward, and so there are still things I'm involved in, but like board meetings with that, you can do it remotely.
Yes.
And for right now, I plan to be here during the winters.
Mm-hmm.
It's too cold there.
So. Summers are pretty, though.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. It was a little hot this year, but everything in Arizona was hot.
Have you guys ever thought of having an auto repair shop in the South County area? That's really taken off. Has that ever been discussed?
Three locations is good.
Yeah,
it's a sweet spot.
Okay,
right? Two is difficult. Three becomes, it's just a magic number. Or whatever. The multi-shop owners in that group I was telling you about it were involved in, they'll tell you that. You know, first one's the hardest, and then the second one. And then when you hit three, there's something magic about that three. You have staff that you can move around to fill vacancies, and just things become easier to manage.
Yeah, and then as you go to four, it kind of gets a little bit more difficult again?
Well,
not the magic number anymore?
No, not necessarily, but just – it's just that many more problems.
Yeah, okay. That much more.
That many more people that you have to hire and manage.
Uh-huh.
So the boys, they may very well expand into a fourth or even fifth location, but that's up to them.
Yeah.
Me, I'm old and tired and no.
Yeah.
But it's up to them.
Riding off into the sunset, Russell will still be there for...
Sort of, like I have been.
Your brain a little bit, like you have been, for your customers.
The day-to-day stuff, I'm completely lost. And these modern vehicles, the industry passed me by, just like it did my dad. I remember my dad trying to tell me how to do something on a car. I was like, Dad, it doesn't work that way anymore. that's where I'm at. The industry has passed me by. Luckily, the boys, that it's just what is for them, and they're cruising right along. They'll have to adapt. We'll be doing hybrids and electric vehicles because that's the way the industry is going, and they'll adapt.
Yeah.
The company will adapt and move forward.
All right, we're up against the end of our show. Russell McLeod, Accurate Automotive Attention. Go down and see him and his crew there. I sure appreciate you being on today, Russell.
Thanks for having me in. It was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. Very great show. Russ, you have a great weekend yourself, too.
Take care, guys.
Yes.
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.